为圣保禄致这个德实禄利人的书信呢，是圣保禄第二次全球旅行的时候呢，在那里建立他的教会的，即耶稣教会啦。只不过呢，圣保禄不可以长久在那里居留，因为啲人特别犹太人呢是攻击他，所以他迫不得已要离开。所以这里的基督徒呢，那个信仰的资历比较浅了一点。所以他那封书信写给他鼓励他们，因为其中有一部分人呢，他知道基督就第二次降临啦，当时他的意念呢就是很快降临。有些比较心血虚弱一点的信友呢，就六神无主了，点算点算。所以圣保禄就说，有些因为他们知道，圣保禄知道他们知道有得到这个信息，耶稣会快降临了，这样那他就失去理智，惊慌失措，乱了。那保禄就安慰他们，不要因为基督就是第二次快降临，你就六神无主，因为他们陷于一个失控的境地，精神上不知道怎么办。圣保禄不是这样解的，准备基督降临不是叫你现在今天好像明天就没了，那他突然间怎么办怎么办，精神上呢有扰乱。圣保禄安慰他们，按部就班。福音，他说福音是照叫你们会获得主耶稣基督的光明，所以你们要站立稳定坚持我们给你的教导，不要因为一句说话就使到你呢就惊慌。所以今天的福音前欢呼那句呢，这个是希伯来人书，他说天主话是生活的，可辨别心中的感觉和思念。即是你有时有些东西想快了，想歪了呢，你没有消化过耶稣的话语，没有真的深层地祈祷过呢，就很容易表面上的话语加上人家的说话呢，就使到你不定。所以都很重要的，我们很多时候发生很多事都会你自己突然间点算点算。佢天主嘅话语系生活嘅，有效力嘅，所以首先用主嘅话语成为你嘅思维好重要。因为你听主嘅话嘅时候，圣经嘅特别福音嘅说话咧，可辨别心中嘅感觉、内嘅感觉、思念。其实圣神不嬲都有声音喺我里边嘅。但是都有杂乱的声音呢，使我们扰乱到哪些是天主的话语，哪些是扰乱我们的声音。那圣保禄教导就是说，你要将这个话语默存于心的时候，一步一步你自然会有一种安宁的感觉。这条是要练习啦，天主的圣言永远都不是我们单单默想的，圣言就是帮我们行我们的步呢，跟贴啲耶稣启啫嘛，无其他的。我们很多时候就受了考验，因为遇到困难啊、痛苦啊，不知怎样逃避啊咁样。如果主的圣意，你仍然背负这个呢一节嘅十字架，你喜悦地永远不会是很长很长，但你要过。我们背负十字架呢，就好像一个火车过这个山洞，黑默默的，没什么前景的，好像没什么前景。你行出行入呢都破不到你的，你坐定定，那个车自然就带你出去光明那里。所以有的时候一震惊的时候，跟住圣保禄教导咯，跟住 主的话语是生活的，是有效力的。你有这样的心情，主的话语默主心的时候，自然可辨别心中的感觉和思念，再确认。加上教会的教导都很重要的，我们每个圣经都有个注释，有些东西是可模棱两可，看一看教会不嬲嘅教導嘅注釋嚟到做確認咯。如果唔係，可以問導師啊，或者問神父啊、修女啊咁，使我哋更加對主嘅聖言咧清晰啲咯。唔係單一地自為是，你都唔夠，所以都佢要謙卑。The responsorial psalm for Alleluia, the word of God is living and effective, and this can help us to discern our feeling and thinking. So that's the letter of Paul to the Hebrews, just telling us the word of God is for us to live. If we have got the word of God, especially the word of Jesus, it can help us to discern, but it takes time for us to slow down and meditate. And that's what Paul is telling to Thessalonica. The people, they were disturbed because some people heard the word that come, the second coming of Jesus is quickly. So they were disturbed. How come you can want to live today? St. Paul is telling them, don't be disturbed. Because Paul cannot stay long in that place, because the Jews was kicking out. Give me space to stay with the church that he established after his second journey of his mission. That's why he just wrote a letter to encourage them, patience. With the word of God, let us discern the will, because they have lost their mission, because they thought, if tomorrow God comes, what I am doing now today, don't worry. Well, we understand today importance is teaching us live well every present moment. If you are living the will of God today, you are in heaven. If not, you just worry for his coming, and then you are not living. You lose the main point. Even today, also have many messages. He's telling us the second coming of Jesus is at hand. Of course, we don't know when, but it's important. I think one of the things important is to try to live every moment in his will, and that's our preparation for his second coming.